Ho, ho! Welcome to the 12 Pods of Christmas. Today is the 5th Pod of Christmas, and we have an extra special guest today, who is Ken from Viv Visions. Ken has very kindly jumped in at the last minute for the 5th day, as I had a dropout right at the last minute, unfortunately. So there's a few things that might be slightly off towards the end of the podcast, but we're going to do our very best, and we'll give extra special thumbs up because Ken has jumped in. So let's gather up all that Christmas spirit and welcome Ken to the podcast.
Hello,
how are you? Welcome to the 5th podcast of Christmas.
Christmas greetings. How are we doing?
I am very good, thank you. I'm loving the Christmas pudding hat. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, credit to my girlfriend, really. Last minute sort of thing.
So, it's lovely to have you join me on this festive season. On a scale of 1 to 10, how Christmassy are you feeling at the moment?
Right now, very Christmassy. You know, the tree's just gone up. So
fantastic.
In the spirit, you know, the old animals have tried to climb the tree already. So, yeah,
we're brilliant. We're not allowed to get the Christmas tree out until after my daughter's birthday. So, we've got a few days yet, but we're nearly there.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to get the tree up this year. The listeners hopefully will have been listening and will have heard the previous 4 podcasts of Christmas. But you obviously don't have too much of an idea of what's going on. So, before today's episode, I gave you a list of questions that I needed you to answer, and they will all make sense very, very shortly. You've answered all the questions from the perspective of an animal. So can you let me know, and let all the listeners know, what animal you've chosen today, what their name is, and why you've chosen them?
So we decided between me and my girlfriend that we would choose Diesel, our ocean water monitor. Only seen beer because this all makes sense.
Yeah, fantastic. And Diesel's really cool. So if you haven't seen Diesel, go and check out Ken's Instagram because he is a cool looking lizard. Yeah, the link will be in the description as always. Cool. So we have got Diesel, the Asian water monitor. So if you've got your question answers in front of you, I'm going to put on a little bit of background music, which takes a second or two to get going. And then, there we go. We're going to get started, all right?
Yeah.
So, let's set the scene. It's Christmas Eve. All the shopping is done. Santa's sleigh is fully loaded and the sun has started to set. It's a cold, crisp evening and the snowflakes are just starting to fall. Diesel and family are on their way to the Christmas Panto. They're driving along, but what song are they listening to on the drive there?
Walking around the corkbark tree.
Fantastic. And then obviously they're driving to the panto. And so what panto will they be enjoying this evening?
Diesel and the Seven Quails.
Nice. A nice little take on Snow White and the Seven Dwarves there. I like that. A bit more messy, I imagine, with Diesel and the Quail though. So the panto's over. Everyone thoroughly enjoyed themselves. They're now back in the car, singing along to dancing around, rocking around the cork bark tree. They've arrived home and Diesel's getting tucked up into bed. Just as he's drifting off, he hears the jingle bells of Santa's sleigh faintly in the distance. But what animal is pulling Santa's sleigh in Diesel, the Asian water monitor's universe?
Those things with antlers that he would love to try and eat.
Fantastic. So, Diesel was woken up, and at the foot of the bed is a small but perfect little Christmas stocking, with one perfect little Christmas stocking gift inside. But what is the gift?
A bag full of juicy rodents.
Oh, hang on. My podcast is just going to do something really weird for a second. Bear with having some technical difficulties. Far too many things going on. Right, we're good. Ignore anything you saw on screen there, people. That was all a figment of your imagination. So, everyone's feeling super Christmassy now. The festivities have started. And Diesel comes running down the stairs to see their glorious tree with loads of Christmas presents underneath it. However, normally, in like a human world, you traditionally get a star or an angel on top of a tree. But what's on top of the tree in Diesel's world?
Well, it would be him if he was quick enough to get up that tree.
Yeah, and they are quick when they're going up there. So, under the tree is a large present. It's got Diesel's name on it, and he, she can't wait to unwrap it. So in a flurry of excitement, there's wrapping paper everywhere. He gasps, stops and sits, staring in amazement as the gift that was right at the top of their Christmas list is sat there in front of him. So what did Diesel get for Christmas?
Arcadia Lighting, especially Halogens. Fantastic.
They got the full range.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So the Christmas presents have all been unwrapped. They had a bit of Bucks Fizz whilst they were unwrapping them, and they've enjoyed that bit. So now it's time for probably what I think is the most important part of Christmas Day. That is Christmas dinner time. So tell us, what is Diesel's ultimate Christmas dinner?
It would be mackerel and crawfish.
Nice. That's not something I'd want on my plate, but I'm sure Diesel will thoroughly enjoy it.
Yeah, that won't be on mine either.
No. So, everyone's had their fill, maybe a little too much, and it's time to settle down on the sofa for a movie and let all that delicious food go down. So what film are Diesel and family watching this evening?
Well, he has no choice because Dad wants to watch Die Hard at Christmas. So
yeah, that's fair enough. Die Hard, I think, is definitely a Christmas movie as well.
Definitely, for sure.
Oh, wait, what's that? Everyone's feeling a little snacky still. So what's Diesel's go-to mid-movie snack?
A little dish of mussels.
Yeah, so he likes his seafood.
Yeah, he's very, very bougie. Yeah, he's better than me.
So. Yeah, I like a mussel, but I'm not sure they're a Christmas thing. I think that sort of time I'd be having like a tub of Twiglets or something.
Or Bucks Quality Street.
Yeah. Oh, no, we've done that. Film is over. Everyone's food's gone down nicely, and they've all had a bit of a relax. So it's now time for a Christmas tipple and an evening game. So what is in Diesel's glass, and what game are they playing?
So he's drinking a glass of raw eggs.
Yep.
And he is also playing Go Fish.
Oh, so I like it. It's all very, very themed around the water side of Asian Water Monitor.
Yeah.
Very good. I like it. So, wow, what a day. Diesel and family have had such a brilliant day, and there is only one thing left to do before bedtime, and that is to sing the Repty Chat Christmas song. So, I have sprung this upon you. I've sprung it upon everyone else before. It's going to be on screen like karaoke. If you want to sing along, you're more than welcome to. If you don't want to sing along, don't worry. I will sing along and make a tit of myself. For everybody that's listening at home, if you're watching on YouTube, the lyrics are on screen. Today will be a little bit different because we're not including Diesel, the Asian Water Monitor, unfortunately, because the song is already pre-written and I can't change it, unfortunately, but it's fine. So without any further ado, I'm going to push some buttons and then we're going to sing the Repty Chat Christmas song. On the first day of Christmas, my guest came to me. A condrover singing a tree. On the second day of Christmas, my guest is sending me to see me have a condrover singing a tree. On the third day of Christmas, my guest is sending me three frilled dragons to see me have a condrover singing a tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my guest is sent to me. Four, two, three, one, two, three, frilled dragons, two, three, give me a condrover, twin in a tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my guest is sent to me. Five, Fiji, iguanas. Four blue tree monitors, three frilled dragons, two cheeky meerkats, and a condor perching in a tree.
Wow.
Wow. I know. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. The listeners are loving it, probably. And if you're not enjoying it, listeners, there's something wrong with you because, let's face it, it's the best Christmas song ever.
And that is the first time and last time I'll ever sing, so please like and subscribe to this channel.
Thank you very much. Don't worry, everybody else that has recorded so far has been equally out of time, and it's been fantastic.
It's what Christmas is about, mate. So, yeah,
exactly. At the end of the 12 pods of Christmas, so on Christmas Eve, I might even do it on Christmas Day, I haven't decided yet, I will release the full karaoke version on YouTube as well. So on Christmas afternoon, I expect to see some Instagram stories with your family singing the Repty Chat Christmas song.
Yeah, I'll get my mum and my stepdad to get involved in this as well. Yeah.
Everyone's got to get involved. We love it. So that has been the fifth day of Podmas. Ken, thank you very much for coming on. I hope you do have a lovely Christmas when we actually get to Christmas Day.
Yeah.
All of Ken's info is in the description below, as always. So the last thing to do is say, ho, ho, ho. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Tune back in a couple of days for the next one.